Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Before it burned down in 1894, Baranof's castle was an imposing structure which overlooked Sitka Sound. These grounds gave us an intriguing story that begs to be told at Halloween, whether it be legend or truth, you decide. This tale, which supposedly takes place twice a year on Castle Hill, is that of the Lady in Blue. First published in 1911, nervous believers tell of a dinner party that went on late into the night in fall 1867, following which an army chaplain made his way down the dark hall in a drowsy state to the northwest bedchamber and stretched out on his bed, still in his clothes. As he was dozing, he was startled by a tap on his shoulder. He opened his eyes to see a young, beautiful woman in a blue gown, jet-black ringlets set with a tiara, and impossibly large black eyes that burned like coals. Yet her face was full of despair. The chaplain was immediately overcome with dread and sorrow. In her left hand was a silver candelabrum with a single lit candle. At her insistent bidding, the dazed chaplain followed the woman down the corridor and up a set of winding stairs to the glass cupola that set as a crown on top of the mansion. As the ghostly woman peered out into the night, the watchman called out, 1 o'clock and all is well. She let out an unearthly cry and vanished, dropping the candelabrum to the floor and leaving the tower in darkness. The following day, the chaplain described his terrifying story to the local priest, who in turn told him the sad story of the Lady in Blue. It was a common tale of doomed lovers. The young woman has never truly been identified, but is often known as Princess Olga Fedorovna, supposedly a niece of Governor Edelin, and the young man who won her heart is known as Victor Ashupkin, a midshipman of noble birth. However, true love and arranged marriages oftentimes didn't walk down the aisle hand in hand in those days. Sadly for Olga, a Prince Ivan Peplov appeared in Sitka and asked for Olga's hand in marriage, using blackmail and trickery to persuade Governor Edelin into arranging the marriage. Even though she was betrothed to Prince Ivan, Olga and Victor often met in secret and pledged their undying love for one another. Eventually, Governor Edelin caught wind of their secret meetings and sent Victor westward on the sloop Orapa. The princess held on to hope that her beloved would return to her, but the dreaded day came without word from her young sailor. So, dressed in pale blue, she made her way to the doors of St. Michael's and married Prince Ivan. The wedding feast was in progress when the cannons blasted, signaling the return of a ship, the Orapa, and with it, Victor. While the castle walls shuddered from a storm, happiness and warmth radiated from the smiles and laughter of guests in attendance at the party, nobody suspecting that death was stalking. Forsaken upon viewing the wedding scene, Victor rushed the new bride and with cold hands plunged a dagger into her heart. In the confusion that followed, he escaped from the castle, only to be overcome by grief. Unable to live without Olga, whom he so dearly loved, he threw himself into the sea, his body never to be recovered. Legend tells that Olga's apparition returns to the castle on Easter and on the anniversary of her death. The swishing of her ghostly wedding gown can be heard as she walks through the corridors, wringing her jeweled hands, while making her way to the lighthouse, all the while keeping vigil for her lover, lost at sea. Those who have witnessed the apparition report that her visits are accompanied by the fragrance of wild briar roses. At any rate, this perhaps too familiar ghost story, one where love meets a gruesome fate, is best described by François de la Rochefoucauld. True love is like ghosts, which everyone talks about and few have seen. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.